Now, I've kind of spent a lot of time in Leviticus chapter 20 showing you how the tie-in with holiness and keeping his commandments is there, because when we get to the New Testament of reiterating, be ye holy, for I am holy, how are we going to do that? Well, we get the instruction from the Old Testament and Leviticus 20, which modern-day Christians want to just throw out the window and have nothing to do with at all, because it steps on the toes of the alphabet animals, the Sodomites, the LGBTQ, ABC, HIV, you know, God haters. I refer to them as alphabet animals because they're dogs. And that is what, you know, people don't want to read Leviticus 20:13. They don't want to hear about it. Not in today's society, but Leviticus 20 is the one that's teaching us how to be holy. So when you see in the New Testament, be ye holy, for I am holy, well, how are we going to do that? Well, let's look back at Leviticus chapter 20. We'll get an idea of how to be holy. Now, I want to bring up, since we're on the subject of holiness, we're talking about God's holiness, we're talking about us being holy, there's a movement, I don't think it's quite as popular as it used to be, but there's definitely still around. There's a Pentecostal movement, the holiness movement. Have any of you ever heard about the holiness crowd or the holy rollers? It was called, like these days, people might call you a holy roller just because you talk about God or you talk about the Bible, right? But the holy rollers is a term that literally came from the Pentecostal movement, where people would, you know, when they would speak in tongues and they'd start getting demon possessed and they'd start rolling around on the ground and being controlled by other spirits in their satanic church service, they would be called holy rollers because they were rolling on the ground in church. That's where the term comes from. And there's this movement, it's called the holiness movement of these Pentecostals, that believe in sinless perfection. So they actually believe, see, like, we believe we should be holy. We should separate ourselves unto God. We should follow the commandments. We should do, you know, everything we can to become holy. The only holiness we truly have comes through Jesus Christ, but we need to be walking in the Spirit, trying to obey his commandments. But we know that we're going to fall short. But we still strive for that holiness, strive to do what's right. But there are people who actually believe that you can, while you're on this earth, just be sinlessly perfect. I've talked to people like this at the door. They are the most puffed up and lifted up in their own mind people that you'll run into. The people who think they don't do anything wrong, yeah, you better believe they're going to be really proud people. I mean, think about that. If you're just like, man, I'm just doing everything right. I wake up in the morning and I read my Bible and I pray and I do not sin and I go to bed and I wake up the next day, and I've talked to people who are like, well, when's the last time you've sinned? Oh, I don't know, maybe a couple years. I mean, literally, like, these are answers that people are saying. You want to talk about deceiving your own selves? They say they haven't sinned in maybe a couple years. Some people say a couple weeks, a couple months. I don't know. Really? Yeah, but they're really lifted up. See, God is holy, and God is exalted, and God is lifted up. And that's deserving of the Lord, because his name is holy, his name is reverend, he's the creator, he's God. We're not. We're human. We're the creature, the creation.